USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump has reportedly wanted to fire Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who oversees the Russia investigation, and hired Robert Mueller to lead it. He may now have the ammunition he needs. A New York Times report says Rosenstein suggested recording Trump and invoking the Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove him from office. Rosenstein has issued a statement saying the Times report is inaccurate and factually incorrect. In Las Vegas, President Trump signs what's being called a historic multi-billion-dollar Veterans Affairs spending bill.
You backed me and I back you. That's the way it works, right? That's the way it's supposed to work in life.
President Barack Obama campaigning for Democrats in Pennsylvania. Obama targeted Trump's rocky relationship with the Department of Justice, saying it's not good to pressure the Attorney General or the FBI to use the criminal justice system to punish political enemies.
That's what they do in some dictatorships. That's not what we do here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A reaffirmation of his support for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in the wake of sexual assault allegations.
You've watched the fight, you've watched the tactics, but here's what I want to tell you. In the very near future, Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
Senator McConnell speaking at the Value Voters Summit in D.C. A group of women who support Kavanaugh speak out in the wake of the high school era sexual assault allegations. Longtime friend Megan McCallum and other women who've known the judge both personally and professionally held a joint news conference in D.C.
The Brett Kavanaugh I know dated my sister and some of my closest friends during high school and college, all of whom said that he treated them with nothing but total respect and decency, to the point where he remains close friends with them today.
President Trump, in a series of tweets, claims that if the attack Professor Christine Blasey Ford alleges was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with local law enforcement authorities. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A fugitive priest accused of child sexual abuse decades ago in New Mexico is in custody. 80-year-old Arthur Perot was arrested by law enforcement authorities in Morocco in 2017, but was extradited back to the U.S. Thursday to face charges in a newly unsealed indictment. U.S. Attorney John Anderson.
Perot was a former Catholic priest who served in New Mexico under the Archdiocese of Santa Fe from 1973 to 1992. Perot was charged in a federal indictment with engaging in acts constituting aggravated sexual abuse and abusive sexual contact with a minor under the age of 12.
Three babies and two adults were stabbed inside an unlicensed birthing center in Queens. A 13-day-old girl and a 33-day-old girl both suffered stab wounds to their torsos, while a 22-day-old girl has cuts on her chin, ear, and lip. A 63-year-old female daycare worker was also stabbed several times, and police say a 31-year-old father of one of the babies heard her scream, intervened, and was stabbed in the legs. Queens Assemblyman Ron Kim says it's common for mothers in Chinese immigrant communities to be given rest in the month after giving birth.
Sometimes if we don't have the family support to do that, and oftentimes they rely on outside support system to get those type of services. And we're not 100% sure if this is what this company or this business was trying to do, but that's something that will come out in the next couple of days.
The suspect, a 52-year-old woman, was found unconscious in the basement with self-inflicted slash wounds to her wrist. She's now hospitalized. Police say she worked at the center. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.